This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing? I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are jet-related. And of course, before today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, I know it has been a while since last season, since the draft, I've done a Jets pod. And normally I do an intro to the season pod, kind of do an outlook on where we stand, how our roster looks. But honestly, looking into this season, there were a lot of questions more than answers in regards to this roster. I'm recording this podcast the Thursday before the home New England game. Our record is 5-2 with victories over the Steelers, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, and Browns. If you would have told me by this time in the season the Jets would be 5-2, I believe third best record in the AFC in general. I think we're second place in the AFC East in our division. We're undefeated on the road. Beating Aaron Rodgers at home, blowing the doors off the Packers for no apparent reason, just because we can. A comeback win against the Browns. Admittedly, a very ugly game against the Broncos. Zach Wilson gets hurt. He's not starting for us. That's great. Joe Flacco to the rescue, leading a comeback win against the Browns. Zach comes back against the Steelers. Has that reverse Berrios. Oh, and I was at the Dolphins game to see that game in person. Oh my gosh. I couldn't have been any more juiced. I'll tell you that. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I have a nice structure to this pod, so let's start where I believe everything for the football team starts. That's the offensive line. You could say quarterback, but for the sake of my notes, we're going in this order. The O-line troubles. Becton goes down. Dwayne Brown was out for a while. There was a lot of moving and switching parts of various players. AVT, Elijah Vera Tucker, has been the team MVP. You want me to play left tackle? Sure. You want me to play left guard? Sure. Right guard, right tackle. This man has played every position besides, I believe, center. And thrived. Just absolutely killed it. So for me, team MVP, right there. Now, it just seems as if, with all the moving parts, there is no real answer in our O-line besides Elijah Vera Tucker. Max Mitchell looked great. I think he has promise in his position. George Fant got to come back at some point. It just, the O-line is what gets me every single time, you know? But I guess moving on to the next biggest heartbreak, and it was a good thing for a long, long while. And then, of course, like Jets fans, we can't have anything great. Breece Hall took over games, had home run hit after home run hit. Then he goes down in the Denver game. You know, at the time, you know, you get worried, but then you hope there's some good news coming out of that following Monday, the Tuesday. But then it was confirmed. Torn ACL, partially torn meniscus, out for the season. That same day, Elijah Vera Tucker goes down. Torn pec or something wrong with his elbow, out for the season. Our two biggest offensive weapons, our two biggest cogs in the machine that was the Jets, out for the season. And I know it's all about the next man up mentality, but there really isn't replacing that Breece Hall type runner, that utility knife of a, I don't even want to say a guard, but like just a weapon on the offensive line, Elijah Vera Tucker, Pro Bowl season. Insane. But hit his music, Joe Douglas coming down the ramp. He makes a trade not only 24 hours after getting the Breece Hall news. Here comes James Robinson, former 1,000-yard rusher. Everyone in Jacksonville was so upset, and that's when you know you won the trade, when everyone on the opposing team of that trade was really pissed off, and for such a low cost. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and claim that I know James Robinson well, you know, but from the tape I've seen, he runs like Breece, and I really couldn't be any more happy about this. You know, I'm wishing both Breece and Elijah Vera Tucker speedy recoveries. I hope it's short. I hope you get back on the field soon next season. It's looking good. Now, I guess we'll move on to the next biggest Jet situation that isn't Zach Wilson. That's Elijah Moore. I get he's a young player who's frustrated about his usage in the offense, and rightfully so. Great. His targets dwindled to damn near nothing at the Packers game. There was one target, but I think that one was called back. Then the following week at practice, he arrives at the training facility and has like what they called an outburst with the staff and Saleh, and they send him home to kind of cool off and think about it. But then he's benched in the Denver game that we could have used him in. That would have been the Elijah Moore takeover game. There you go. There's your usage. He would have been targeted so much, especially when Corey Davis went down. He would have been in there. I mean, it just seems like the football gods want to test us every single day. Now, there was a rumor making the rounds that he made a burner account on Twitter that was very pro-Elijah Moore, and the evidence certainly points towards that, but I'm not gonna cast stones here, but it's not a good look. Not a good look. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, flipping out and making a trade request, not only a year, this is his second season, but he didn't really play much last season due to injury, but you haven't seen something like this, a second-year wide receiver. Might I note, you know, it's not the same old Jets anymore. We're 5-2, and you request a trade. You're winning. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. It's unforeseen. Now, I just don't get it. Like, where did this outburst come from? I get the usage, but like, to request a trade whenever you were very much featured last season, and this season, you know, Zach Wilson coming back, I think he's just going to find his footing and get off to a good start. Denver game would have been the place to do it. Now we got New England. Let's hope that that game comes to fruition. Now, both Coach Saleh and Zach Wilson handled the situation as best they could when talking about it. They clearly stated they wanted him to be a part of this team and what they're building, and he was a major part of that. The other side of the coin here is Brandon Marshall. He had a bad take the other day, and I love this man, Brandon Marshall, what he did for the Jets. But he said Zach Wilson never said he needed Elijah Moore, yet during his interview, Zach Wilson's interview, he flat out states he loves Elijah Moore, and he wants him back in the game and needs him. I mean, I don't know. We can't go a season without something going crazy. But here we are. We're Jets fans. We're used to this. So while we're on the subject of our QB, let's dive in. Zach Wilson is 4-0 as a starter. But those games were won through our defense, our special teams, which has been playing great, and the run game. I'll admit, right here, right now, this is always my confessional as a Jets fan. Zach Wilson hasn't thrown much, and when he did, it was scary in the worst way possible against Denver and Green Bay. Other side of the coin here, both those games were against top defenses in the league and made everybody, even Justin Herbert, the great Justin Herbert, look bad. Geno Smith, I mean, that's a whole other thing to uncover there. Geno Smith looked the best out of anybody, and Seattle's somehow a weird enigma I can't figure out. He didn't show signs of improvement either. Now, I wouldn't give him the stamp of bust right now. He manages the game. Again, not turning the ball over, which is a great improvement. But I'll admit, too, a majority of those throws were very close to being INTs. Zach Wilson needs to show up and show out, especially with Breece Hall out. This is the time to start throwing. I wouldn't say force the ball, but start throwing. Start being the number two overall pick in that draft. Justin Fields had a day against New England. Why can't you? Hopefully this pod will bring some good juju out there. But let's move on to some positives. The Jets defense has shown up each and every week, week in, week out. Players like Quinnen Williams, Quincy Williams, DJ Reed, Jordan Whitehead, Carl Lawson, LaMarcus Joyner, and Sauce Gardner have made this defensive unit a top 10 defense under Saleh. And of course, Jeff Ulbrich. A lot of people are comparing this team to the 2010 Jets when we went on that run. Great defense, great run game. QB didn't really need to manage much, but just manage the game. Don't turn over the ball. Mark Sanchez, great days. And now I just want to take a moment to talk about Ahmad Gardner, Sauce Gardner. This is why you drafted him, number 4 overall. The rookie has showed up and played like a vet. He is matched up with the league's best wide receivers and tight ends, and here's a short list. Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mark Andrews, Jamar Chase, Jerry Jeudy, and Cortland Sutton, just to name a few. He's shown up in huge spots to lock down the game, and that's why he drafted him number 4 overall. Garrett Wilson has shown so much promise and flash the Cleveland game. He just looks great, and it looks like he's going to be the team's wide receiver one moving forward. Jermaine Johnson is steadily growing as a pass rusher as long as he comes back from the injury. He's going to look great. Michael Clemens, I mean, mountain of a man, very scary. Love it. Love what I'm seeing there. We have all the young pillars to build this franchise, and it's showing. If you'd have told me again, the Jets would be 5-2, beat Green Bay at home in Denver, I wouldn't have believed you, but here we are. I literally cannot compute any positive press about the Jets. But again, it's not the same old Jets. And again, there's been excuses being made that we won over backups, but those are the same people who predicted the Jets would barely win 4 games, and here we're at 5. It's the next man up mentality. If you're a good team, you'll find a way to win. That's the way I see it. The Denver game was honestly the most ugly Jet game of this season, but we came out on top, and that's all that matters. So just overall, the rookies are showing up. Defense is booming. Zach Wilson needs to step up and make the throws. Don't force the ball, but take shots. And this O-line needs to continue to grow. We just need to find stability and get key players back from injuries. But that about does it here for this little Jets pod. Feeling optimistic. New England game on Sunday. Let's get a victory, a huge victory. Keep those receipts, Jets fans. We're coming up. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. I hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single Wednesday morning. We got the Get Comfy Game Break every Friday. And of course, the Get Comfy Podcast every single Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been K-Lo, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.